Now, the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs, as well as Sylvia Allison's father, have tried in more than one way to prevent Sammy's marriage to the girl. With the past in mind, nothing seems more certain to outsiders than the fact that such a marriage will mean a life of unhappiness for the boy and the girl. But Sammy believes himself in love with the girl. And Sylvia? Well, Sylvia's changing. Under the influence of Dr. Cater, she's become something a little different from what she once was. And the questions stand as follows. Has the psychiatrist helped Sylvia and made Sammy worse? Has he made both cases worse, or will Sammy marry the girl and put an end to whatever help is being offered? We get one of the answers right now.
Molly?
Yes, dear?
Where are you?
Where am I? Where should I be? I'm here, dear. Probably go see what Papa wants.
Papa wants you. You, Molly.
So I'm here, darling, Papa wants me. Probably throw an eye in the pot and put a little light in the chicken.
All right. Allison wants to speak to you.
Yes? Well, he's back from the doctor?
Yes.
No?
No, nothing. He wants to talk to you.
And so I'm here, darling. Did he say a word to you?
Not yet. He wants to talk to both of us.
He talked to both of us, so I'm here, dear. So where is he?
He's coming.
Is he talking to Sammy?
And Sylvia, both.
So evidently Dr. Cater spoke already to him.
You want me to set the table, Mom?
Yes, of course I want you.
Is Sammy going to sit at the table?
Well, we'll ask him. Let's see. I think he should rest better. Go ask him, darling.
I won't, Mom. When he comes in, you ask him.
Why can't you ask him?
All right, so I'll ask him. You ask him, I ask him, he asks him. So I'll ask him. Sammy's a little on the high string today.
I'm not afraid of Sammy's high string. It's about time we put him on his low string already.
He's not well, Pa.
Pampering him and giving in to him is not going to make him any better. Regardless of what Dr. Cater may say or do. Regardless. Allison? Come in, Allison.
Come in. Roll it, darling, so don't stand. Set the table, dear.
All right.
Put big spoons, with little spoons or with big spoons. We'll have soup. Yes, soup spoons, dear.
We are both very anxious to know what Dr. Cater said to you, Allison.
Well, why don't you wait till Miss Allison sits down? Sit down, Miss Allison, please.
Thank you. What Sammy said to me, Jake, is much more important than what Dr. Cater said to me. Maybe because I can understand Sammy. Sammy talks to me in my own language. Dr. Cater has for me a very strange one.
What did Sammy say, Miss Allison?
Do you know that Sammy wants to marry Sylvia? The boy is sick and he doesn't know what he's doing or saying.
That's what Dr. Cater thinks. He also thinks that Sylvia should not be taken away. She should stay.
Allison?
All right, Jake. I know it's not convincing.
That's the wrong word. It's not a question of convince.
I know. I came here to take Sylvia home. I assure you. Believe me, for no other reason. Our decision about this marriage has already been decided. You don't want them married. I don't want to force it on you. I'm taking Sylvia home because, well, maybe after Sylvia's gone, Sammy will be able to pull himself together. Dr. Cater doesn't think so.
Take that chance, Allison.
What do you think, Mrs. Goldberg?
May I say what I think, Jake?
If you have anything to say, say it.
Well, I think Dr. Cater knows what he's doing.
That's a matter of opinion, and I differ.
Mr. Allison, didn't Dr. Cater say he has to cut the cords and cut the bumps and cut the ties that bind Sylvia and Sammy?
Molly, that's nothing.
Didn't he say that unhappiness brings people closer together than happiness?
Molly, that's...
Didn't he give you to understand that mere separation and distance wouldn't keep Sammy and Sylvia apart? What they did to each other, what they suffered and struggled with, how they hated and loved each other, keeps them together.
I want an end to this, Allison.
All right, Jake. So do I.
I'm sorry to say this to you, Miss Allison. After all, you are Sylvia's father, but you know that I don't want this marriage neither. You know that. But just taking Sylvia home, if you could, wouldn't put an end to it. But just more and more of the same beginning. If you excuse me for saying so, Miss Allison, but... I don't know, you and Jake, you both act as if Sammy and Sylvia were two business people who had a contract. And now that all they had to do was cancel. You can't cancel human relations, Miss Allison.
Can somebody help Sammy into the house?
I'll go.
Go, Dick. I'm sorry, Miss Ellis.
Sylvia, come here.
I'll go to see to my supper. Excuse me.
Sylvia, I want you to go upstairs and get your things together.
Did Dr. Cater say I should leave?
Whether he did or not, that has nothing to do with it.
Did he?
Did he what?
Did he say I should go away?
When you're sick, I'll consult a doctor. You're well enough for me to tell you what to do. I'm your father, not Dr. Cater.
He told you not to take me home, didn't he?
You're coming home with me.
You can't make me. What are you going to do? Tie me up and drag me home? If I don't want to go, you can't make me. You didn't learn anything down in South Carolina, did you? You still think every time you raise your voice, the whole world trembles. Well, it doesn't. You're a failure as a father. No matter how successful you've been in other things. And I'm the failure. What I am, what I did, and what I feel. I don't have any love or respect for you. I don't think about you at all. I don't care what you think. I'll stay where I want to stay and go where I want to go. Do you hear?
Be careful, Sammy. I'm all right.
Let me sit down here. I'm not going upstairs.
Sammy? Sammy, is there? How did
it feel, dear? Fine, Mom.
The sun was good. Did you eat at the table, Sammy?
Yes.
Rosalie, set an extra plate for Sammy.
What's the matter, Sylvie?
We're going home, Sammy.
Sylvia's not going, Mr. Allison.
Sammy!
Sylvia is not going. I'm afraid, Mr. Allison, you don't realize your position. Sylvia's old enough to do what she feels like.
I'm afraid, Sammy, you don't realize your position. You know how much I like you. How much I respect you. How much I wanted you to be my son-in-law. But it's been decided already. It's best for all of us.
You're a fine collection of hypocrites. You all can find a million ways of getting what you want by pretending to do it for other people. Well, Sylvia and I are getting married. Not next year, next month, or next week, but tomorrow or the next day. And nothing any of you say or do will stop us. You thought you could sick that brain doctor on us and confuse us, didn't you? Well, I'm afraid that's a failure, too. We're getting married.
No, Sam. No.
Why? Because my mother scared you into promising her that you wouldn't marry me? That doesn't bind any of us. And you, Mr. Allison, might as well stay for the wedding now that you're here.
No.
Why not? Are you afraid of what these people will do? Are you afraid they'll get that nut doctor to stop us?
I'm not afraid of anyone, Sam.
Then why can't we get married? What's the reason? Who's the reason?
The surprise of Sylvia's answer goes from face to face. But on Sammy's, there's a burn of humiliation, and then slowly the blood leaves and paleness grows there. Sylvia can't look at it. And suddenly she turns and runs out of the house. Her gaze is distracted as if she were hearing an inner voice. As if somewhere unseen, a stranger were talking to her at the same time.